This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things President Biden's trying to do in this economy is to increase the number of apprenticeships available. 1 to 2 million more training slots for the trades, plumbers and carpenters, electricians, which can turn into well-paid blue-collar jobs. Thing is, in the industry where most of those jobs are, which is construction, women are just 4% of the workforce, and it's been that low since the 1980s. So from KPCC here in Los Angeles, Jill Replogle went to find out why.
The morning workout for six women hoping to break into construction looks uncomfortable.
Here we go. When I count, you say
1,000.
What?
1,000.
They're in jeans, long-sleeve shirts, and work boots, doing squats while curling 30-pound cinder blocks. This pre-apprenticeship training program is put on by the nonprofit WINTER, that stands for Women in Non-Traditional Employment Roles. It's one of just a few programs across the U.S. that specifically helps women prepare for construction apprenticeships. The training is free, and it's intense, to get these women ready for a physically demanding job that's competitive and overwhelmingly dominated by men. Getting into an apprenticeship can be a long road, and not necessarily a welcoming one for women. Retired electrician Meg Vasey knows firsthand. She says she was one of just eight women in her Northern California union when she joined in 1981. She now runs a training and advocacy organization called Tradeswomen, Inc.
They insisted upon calling me Brother Vasey because it was the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, so there were no sisters.
Here's a sampling of what she faced on the job.
I was told all the time that I was taking a man's job and that I had no right to be there. So when I woke up in the morning and walked into my job site and opened up the game box where all the tools were, there would be big hustler displays.
Vasey thinks she never would have gotten interviewed for the apprenticeship if it weren't for an executive order that set goals for federal building contractors to increase the number of women employees. Today, women make up just 9% of federally registered apprenticeships, and most of them are in industries that pay less than construction, according to government data. Vasey says there are likely multiple reasons the number of women in construction has remained so low.
You know, I do think there's not enough women who know about this work.
There's also implicit bias among employers. Some might think women can't handle the job physically. And sexual harassment and bullying on job sites. Vasey and others say, as it stands, getting into a skilled trade is almost like a family secret.
Friends, brothers, and in-laws. Those are the men who get in as well on a regular basis into construction.
Pre-apprenticeship programs like WINTER provide an alternative route, especially for women and people of color. The six women in this cohort range from 24 to 52 years old. There's a photographer whose work dried up during the pandemic, a host at an Outback steakhouse. Diana Lanton is 31. She currently works as a server at a bar to pay the bills for her and her 11-year-old daughter. Lanton says she's always been a tinkerer.
Me, for my birthdays and, like, especially, like, Christmas, when I have, like, my list of what I want, I'm, like, tools.
33-year-old Janelle Herrera works as a project manager in telecommunications. And after being laid off twice in the last 4 years, she hopes a union job in construction will be more stable.
I don't want to have to worry, how am I going to help my kid?
Besides construction training, these women also learn life skills, like how to nail a job interview. There's also a case manager who helps with things like finding childcare and housing. The ultimate goal is to land an apprenticeship and become a journeywoman. That comes with benefits and among the best salaries you can earn without a high school diploma. In some parts of the country, plumbers make $45 an hour or more. After decades of minimal progress getting women into the trades, Vasey, the former electrician, says she now sees more hope than she has in a long time. In Los Angeles, I'm Jill Replogle for Marketplace.